W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Kansas City Chiefs receiver Mecole Hardman caught the game-winning touchdown pass in overtime of the Super Bowl. But he told ABC's Good Morning America he hadn't realized what he had just done.
I didn't know. I blacked out for a second, and I seen you, Pat, run to me. I'm like, okay, it's time to celebrate now. So, yeah, I definitely blacked out for sure.
Pat is Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. He was the MVP in the 25-22 overtime win over the San Francisco 49ers. Former President Donald Trump's expected to attend a hearing today in Florida involving the case brought by the special counsel over alleged mishandling of classified documents. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's hospitalized for the second time this year for what the Pentagon calls a bladder issue. He transferred his duties to his deputy. A woman was shot and killed after she pulled out a rifle and opened fire at celebrity pastor Joel Osteen's Houston church. A 5-year-old boy with the woman was critically hurt. This is ABC News. Today would have been Charles Darwin's 215th birthday. He is credited with introducing the concept of evolution in his 1859 book On the Origin of Species. Researchers are now marking this occasion.
For the first time, the entirety of Charles Darwin's personal library is now available on the internet for free. The Darwin Online Project has published hundreds of thousands of books, journals, manuscripts, and images from the naturalist. Many are appearing online for the first time, including some newly discovered items. That means anyone with an internet connection can comb through Darwin's favorite novels, his personal correspondence, even illustrations. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
But trouble for animals that move around the world, as a new report from the United Nations says, nearly half of the world's migratory species, everything from birds to turtles to whales, are in decline. More than 20% of the species monitored by the UN are threatened with extinction. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app. Matinair on Air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my birds.
Matinair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
4 Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Workers at Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin have overwhelmingly voted to form a union. They will be represented by the Wisconsin Federation of Nurses and Health Professionals. They expect the National Labor Relations Board to certify the results of their election in the coming days. Planned Parenthood officials say they look forward to building a good working relationship with the union and will bargain in good faith to provide excellent patient care across the state. Green Party candidates will be on election ballots in Wisconsin this year. That's after Wisconsin Election Commission action yesterday. A Green Party candidate could make a difference in a close election in a key swing state, and the latest Marquette polls suggest President Biden has the most to lose from third-party and independent candidates. Jill Stein got more than 31,000 votes in Wisconsin in 2016. The Green Party has yet to put forward a nominee. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Chiefs win another Super Bowl. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens from Super Bowl 58. The 49ers looked in control the first half of the game, but the Kansas City Chiefs, led by Patrick Mahomes, came back to send the game into overtime to win 25-22 over San Francisco. Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce joined on the field by Taylor Swift on how Mahomes led them on a final touchdown drive.
He found ways to propel us, even with his legs, as you saw today.
What did he say in the huddle for the last drive?
He said, let's go win this thing.
The Chiefs defense able to hold San Francisco to just a field goal in overtime. Safety Justin Reed.
That's just team ball, man. We knew that we just needed to give our offense the best shot. We could turn the ball over or hold them to a field goal. The way they finished the end of the game, we knew they'd go down and score.
So for the second time in 4 years, the 49ers season ends with a loss against the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Tight end George Kittle.
You know, you train all season, go to OTAs, training camp. It's a long, long season. It's a long year. And to come up short of a goal, of a dream, it's not fun.
It's 49ers tight end George Kittle from Super Bowl 58. I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy today. We'll get to 33 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 20 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 33. On Wednesday, a little bit of light snow with a high on Wednesday right around 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlow.
Back with you on this Monday morning, February 12th, 2024. Nice to have you here all across the Civic Media universe, live from Lake Wissota, where it is 7:06 and where meteorologist Brittany Merlot will have our forecast in just a second here. First to tell you that later this hour, we will welcome to the program Glennis Mahar and Brian Derrick. They are the new hosts of a new podcast called Vibes Only. It's being put out by Courier Newsroom, the parent company of Up North News, and their own take on the week's big events nationally, especially the things that feed into the vibe of the presidential race and whether that vibe is based on facts and data or if it's based on misinformation and political messaging. So Glennis and Brian will be joining us in just a little bit, but Dr. Kristen Lyerly is back with us. Selena Heller from Up North News is here. Greg Bach in Waukesha. And then meteorologist Brittany Merlot joining us from a transition from the ridiculously warm to the seasonably sublime. How about
that? Seriously. Yeah, poetry. Right? It was weird to adjust to it, wasn't it? It was a little cold out there, it felt like.
Yeah, we're seasonal now, feels cold. Exactly.
Right? Yep. So crazy. But today we've got a little warm front that lifted through the area, so we're going to return back to those low to mid 40s for a good chunk of the state. The further north, though, that you live, you'll stay into the upper 30s. You're seeing a lot more cloud cover, too. We've got a little low-pressure system swinging across Lake Superior today. So it's, of course, pulling those winds out of the north, and it's going to get a little breezy by Lake Michigan, where you could see winds up to about 20 miles per hour this afternoon. But otherwise, a mostly sunny day for most of the state. Pretty calm, pretty relaxing, and spring-like once again with highs in the mid-40s. So we will cool down a little bit tomorrow, and then we do have a quick shot of snow that wants to strike the state on Wednesday night and into Thursday. We need every bit of that. So right now we're looking at about 2 to 5 inches across a good portion of the state.
Well, again, because we were in drought territory or drought adjacent for so much of, you know, the first half to two-thirds of summer. And I would imagine this pretty much, you know, classifies as getting right back into drought territory to start the calendar year.
It sure does. And of course, you know, spring is the wildfire season where you've got all the dry, dead vegetation. So not too good combinations there. So we'll take the storm, a little baby storm as it is.
Yeah, a baby storm. We'll take the baby, whatever. Yeah. And Selena will be careful walking out there on the ice and the snow. Won't you?
I will try to be. Yes.
Yes. Absolutely. And we get the update from Rob. It's 27 in Tigerton. It was great to see the longest Super Bowl game ever actually live up to the hype. I loved the national anthem by Reba McEntire. We forgot to mention that. And Post Malone doing America the Beautiful, kind of going with a country vibe. And Beyonce apparently dropped her new album, and the first two tracks have a bit of a country vibe to that as well. So first off, we're using the word vibe way too much recently. But second, are we kind of going on like a, you know, an urban cowboy thing where everybody's going to have a bit of a country touch to what they do? Maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Probably.
Brittany, any of that have any appeal to you?
Yeehaw.
Okay. All right. Brittany always with the voice of the youth. All right.
There you go. Thank you, Brittany. Have a wonderful day.
Bye, guys. Thank you.
Rob also asks us, did you watch the You are looking live at the history of the NFL today on CBS. I did not see that. I read the book from a couple years back. Somebody wrote a kind of an oral history of the NFL today, the first real modern day, you know, NFL pregame show with Brent Musburger, Irv Cross, Phyllis George, Jimmy the Greek, how that all got started. So I will be looking for this documentary. But I would imagine that this way either predates you or has very little interest for folks who don't go back that far to the NFL today. Greg?
When did it start?
Oh, this was a 70s thing. So I'm just going to go grab my cottage cheese and eat over here in the corner.
I don't know if you can see my beard, but I was alive in the 70s.
Yeah. But clearly with no strong feelings about the NFL today.
I love Jimmy the Greek.
Okay.
Thanks, Rob.
Yep. And Rob reminding us that, yeah, Urban Cowboy was the thing in 1975 was when the NFL today. And it was a big deal at the time. And by the way, thanks to Jimmy the Greek, taught little 11-year-old Pat the word intangible. I use intangible all the time because I was so proud of myself for learning a big word. Because he'd talk about, you know, the offense has this and the defense has this and the special teams. But every game he'd talk about who has the edge in the intangibles, which by the way, today would be the vibe, you know, the thing. You can't really put your hands on it, but it's.
I'm just gonna ask Glennis and Brian to please put a moratorium on you saying vibes. You said it way too much today.
I'll actually tell you why. As I was driving back from Michigan, where I was over the weekend, on one of the channels I was listening to, Alicia Keys had a special guest DJ thing. This is the 20th anniversary of her landmark album, The Diary of Alicia Keys. And every time, introducing every track, she was talking about this track. She, oh, and this just has a vibe about this and a vibe about that. And I'd just been listening to Glennis and Brian's podcast. I'm like, I am surrounded by the word vibes here. And sure enough, it's now dropped into everything that I'm doing as well.
So you say.
we will try to go vibes free after today.
Sure.
I put vibe in an article for the first time a couple of weeks ago.
See, it's a thing. It's a thing. You know what else is a thing? Valentine's Day. It's back. Selena's here with her Be Mine sweater to talk to us about the day and especially how the kids celebrate it. Because for all that they have to see so much that goes on in the world, that isn't great. And mom and dad have bad days and everything. And Valentine's Day is just that thing of, hey, let's remember love. Let's remember to love each other. How are the kids?
Well, very good. But they say Valentine's Day.
Yes, they do. Yes.
I didn't want to like correct them. Like, no, it's Valentine's. But Valentine's. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Valentine's, of course. Valentine's. Yep.
I ask them a lot of questions about love and things and say self-affirmation and all sorts of things. But here's what does love feel like?
How does it feel when somebody loves you?
That makes me a very big happy.
It feels like I want to jump on somebody.
It feels like they care about you. They kind of like show like how they think about you.
Feels like my heart brings me happiness.
Aw, my heart brings me happiness. I want to jump on somebody. He's like, yeah.
You just want to jump on somebody.
I know, she did. She was very geared up with that question. It makes me very big happy. I like that too. And he asked him one more question about Valentine's Day too.
Uh-huh. What do you love about yourself?
Oh, yes. Let's hear what the kids had to say there.
What do you love most about yourself?
Everything.
I do what my mom says.
When I work hard,
then I'm kind. I'm good at cooking breakfast. I can do great at drawing. Everything.
I love the every
good at cooking breakfast.
Good at cooking breakfast. I'm like, you're cooking breakfast? I'm wondering what this is. Which is funny
we had the
daughters together this weekend, and we were reminiscing. One of the memories was the first time that they tried to make us breakfast in bed, and we heard something going on out there, and they come in, and it was basically raw ground beef and something else, because they knew they couldn't cook
because they were trying to kill you.
No, they were very little, but they wanted to say they cooked something, so they grabbed a couple of things and they put them on a plate, and it was adorable in the moment without thinking about them trying to kill us. Yes,
pretend to eat it.
I thought it was a great way to show love. That's Kristen, so you get picked on next. Ways that your boys, when they were younger, did they give you like cards that you still have, or do something really nice for you?
Yeah, there were some breakfast in bed moments for sure. Those are the things that are the best. You know, when we would talk about like gifts, and I would always say, I don't want you to buy something. I want you to do something from your heart. Write me a letter, something like that. That means so much more. So I really have some beautiful sentiments that they've shared. And I will keep forever.
How's Emery doing on the Valentine's Day gifts and cards thing, Selena?
She writes cards a lot, and she writes me notes a lot. Like, she'll put at my laptop, she'll write me a note for work. You know, I love you, but her funny thing is, I love you sometimes.
So can you work on that a little?
She's really a comedian. She'll go, I love you sometimes.
Watch your back.
I love when they realize they're really funny, yeah. You know, for the first time with a line that really works, because then they just milk it. It's just, it's so fun.
Yeah. But when I fell, she put a blanket on me when I got in the house, you know, and then she gave me her bear. So she was really trying to help me.
Oh, that's adorable.
Yeah. That's, and then so there was one moment she turned and I heard her like cry a little bit. And then she turned back around and she stopped and she was like, okay, what's our plan?
Oh, wow. Okay. Damn, that's wonderful.
I've given myself 10 minutes to cry, 10 seconds to cry. Now we moved on.
Oh. Yes. Oh,
that's so nice. Well, that's we were visiting with the younger grandkids, 1 and 4, and the 4-year-old little Teddy. The thing that he really likes to do is just out of the blue, just be like, Grandpa, what, Teddy? I love you. Like, aww. It's like, okay, I'm not going to yell at you now for, you know, stealing extra cookies. It's fine.
What do you love? You're the grandpa. You're supposed to be giving him extra cookies.
I am the one that gives extra cookies. I'm like, what would I be yelling at him for? Nothing. I'm the one that gives, which is probably why I get all the extra. Grandpa, what? I love you. And the 1-year-old now realizes, you know, as a baby, when you first start giving kisses and they're kind of big and sloppy, you know, they just open their mouth and plant it on the side of your cheek, you know, and you're laughing and everything. But then they get to an age where now they know that it's going to get a laugh. So now they're doing it intentionally. They're not learning how to kiss. They're just like, oh, this will make them laugh.
You just get that noise. The noise on your cheek.
Yes. Although the I love you sometimes, I'm really thinking that could be a line of Hallmark greetings now. I think of this friend of mine who we used to joke about. He accidentally, back-to-back years, gave a card that said, to the woman I would marry all over again. And so now, like, it's been years that he continually has to seek out that card, to the woman I would marry all over again. Love when something becomes a good running joke. All right, more about the Super Bowl coming up in just a bit. You're up north.
You're
listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio
Show. Well, hi there. It's the fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke bringing you the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WBZH. It's not just for farmers. It's for anybody that loves food. Tune in 5 a.m. on The Buzz of the North, 9:10 a.m. Hayward.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I saw the Ramones in that place on their last tour.
Oh, wow.
I was doing the club next door, and we just walked next door after our show.
Did you use the old We're the Comedians line?
That's a big thing in stand-up. For those of you listening, comics will use that to get in anywhere. Hi, we're the Comedians next door.
Yeah, we're the thinking, comics.
Like you're with the FBI or something. But sometimes it works. People are like, oh, that's so cool. Come on in.
Oh, you're comics. Yeah, come on in.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 8 till 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Michael McDonald turns 72 years old today, so Greg Bach is going to replace the entire last quarter of the show with Michael McDonald hits. His impression of Michael McDonald that he's doing on screen right now is uncanny.
Do you know who wrote this song, actually penned the lyrics?
To What a Fool Believes?
Yeah.
I feel like I should know this, and I don't.
Kenny Loggins.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
What's that face? What's that face, Dr. Lyerly?
No, not a face. Happy. I like Kenny Loggins.
Okay.
I get it.
Greg gets really defensive about his music trivia. Kristen, what's coming up Thursday on Women Win Wisconsin?
We are going to talk with Sarah Harrison, who is an inspirational candidate who's already declared for Assembly District 13, depending on what happens with the maps, which is in the western suburbs of the Milwaukee area. So really excited to talk with Sarah about what her vision is for Wisconsin.
Unless anything happens between now and then, you know, what with Congressman Gallagher saying he's not going to run for another term, anything could happen up there in the 8th Congressional District of Northeast Wisconsin.
Anything right. could happen. I mean, it's a scramble right now.
Yes, it is. We will not be bored speaking on Thursday or any point beyond. So, all right, Kristen, have a great day. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank y'all. Have a great day.
You too.
Selena Heller sticks around with us from Up North News. We talked to the kids about Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. And on the Up North News social media feeds, you'll find this week several other Valentine's Day related postings, and they include, much like the candy hearts and things, having a little fun with Wisconsin for Valentine's Day.
Yes, we came up with our own Valentine's and related to.
Now, is that Valentine's or Valentine's?
Tine. Tine. Like a pitchfork, the tine.
Yes.
We came up with our own Valentine's related to counties in Wisconsin or cities or towns, anything like that. So we'd be interested if anyone has any ideas, like you're the Appleton of my eye.
Oh, what you did there. Okay.
This is my favorite. Pepin County. There's a little pep in my step since I met you.
Okay, nice.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You can't, Price County, you can't put a price on our love.
There's a
town called Dayton. So if you're not dating anyone else, consider me.
Very cool. All right.
Okay. I love you as much as I love Colby cheese. Grant me one wish, be mine. I'll let you put your feet on me if they're chilly.
Chilly being a little community in Clark County and Grant County before that. All right. You get.
I hope you won't get embarrassed if I tell you you're cute.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had to come up with one for Bloomer.
Oh, no. Let's give this one to Greg. He does this for a living. Improv. Greg, a Valentine's Day line with Bloomer that you can say on the radio and go.
I left that one for the end.
With you, my heart's in Bloomer. That's all I got.
Man. Oh, he,
you don't do that to me. Don't do that to me.
He went in the right direction.
Yeah, of course. No, I'm going to make a really dirty joke on the radio.
See, we're proud of you. You're a pro. You are an absolute pro.
Wait, I got another one. It's for two older people who are in love with each other. It's like my heart grows fonder with you every day. And the other one says, okay, Bloomer. Boom!
Okay, Bloomer. Okay, there. I like that. Very nice. Very nice.
And you were trying to come up with one for Oconomowoc, Pat.
I was not. How are you going to do that one?
Let's go for an Oconomowoc in the clouds.
I was going to say, I would Oconomowoc 500 miles, yes. And then I would Oconomowoc 500 more. Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to come up with Le Coudere something, but I did not.
Nothing sounds FCC compliant about that.
No, nope, nope, nope. Couldn't do that. So anyway, look for those. Feel free to share them. Maybe not all of them, but maybe one that you really like that you'll share with other folks. Also, you'll find in today's newsletter from Up North News, where would you find the best bagel shop in Wisconsin? Wisconsin, you know, not a ton of bagel places, but there are some very good ones, and you can find out where to get those in today's newsletter that Christina Laurie puts together, and we talk to Christina on Tuesday mornings at 6:30. We also have Wisconsin's very own Shark Tank. It's a project for business pitching that's put on by UW-Milwaukee. And then there's also an article that deals with the sudden closure coming up of two hospitals in the Chippewa Valley, leaving expectant Wisconsin mothers stranded, a story that Selena has been working on for Up North News. And I'm sure after you did the story, you know, hearing more about it and more about the potential.
Oh, gosh, yes, there's lots going on since then. Some good news. Marshfield Clinic Health System is adding more beds for maternity, labor and delivery there. So that's good because 823 deliveries from Sacred Heart had to be dispersed among the other hospitals. So now Marshfield is able to take 500 more. It will be able to as soon as they get that up and running. So a few good news things are coming out of that, especially for the expectant mothers aspect. Hopefully that will continue. The conversations will.
And then we are being called out appropriately on the text line by a listener who's catching us on the Eagle in La Crosse and who says quite succinctly, hey, nothing about Taylor? Before the game, you couldn't leave it alone. What happened? Oh, and it's signed Penny. Penny from the Eagle. You're right. We saw the cutaways to her. She looked very happy.
Yeah.
I never thought it was too much. And in fact, I will say there was one time when Travis Kelce made a play and they didn't cut away. And I thought, you know what? They've been hearing too much criticism of it. Whereas if it were reversed, if it were, you know, if Aaron Rodgers, were in the booth and his wife were doing something at an Olympic sporting event and they didn't cut away, people would be like, why didn't they show Aaron Rodgers after that? Oh, I don't understand. So I thought it was fine. I mean, Greg, you weren't watching the game, but you weren't getting like overkill or anything.
No, right? And what I did watch, they cut away once, and like they were in like a group hug when they saw that they won, and they cut away one more time. But the rest of it was focused on the team because it's the team's time. Like, I think CBS's camera people did a really good job in what I saw, and I didn't hear any complaining either of it being overkill.
No, I don't think that it was. And in fact, in the pregame, and there were lots of pregames, of course, and I was listening on the drive back from Michigan, I was listening to ESPN, their TV feed on radio, and they did a piece on fathers who have bonded more with their daughters because their daughters now want to watch football, and listening to these dads get choked up. Mm-hmm. And so I got two daughters, and I was getting a little choked up just as I'm approaching a toll booth. I'm just like, that's all I need is some toll booth worker going, what's the matter with you? You know,
you feeling feelings again? I mean, I think that like, I think in like 15, 20 years time, you're going to see a lot of young women who are going to be telling stories. You're like, I watched Taylor Swift with my dad in the NFL. And then I got into sports and I got into coaching and I got into, you know, there's going to be influence and that's awesome.
And by the way, flag football is really taking off with girls and with women as well, and will for guys too, rightly so. You kind of avoid a lot of that concussion stuff. Selena Heller, thank you for the kids, as always, for all the stories. And you can catch everything that she does over on the Up North News social media feeds and our daily newsletter and at upnorthnewswi.com. Thank you. Have a wonderful day and a happy Valentine's Day.
You too. Same to you.
All right. Coming up next, we will find out all about the vibes.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Matt Nair on air.
I heard that new promo featuring Earl and Sandy Williams talking about being influencers. Now I cannot get the vision out of my head of those two doing TikToks.
I think we should do a series of videos of Calvin teaching them how to be influencers, like teaching them how to dance.
I'm not going to say I don't dance, but I'm not a good dancer. Oh. So I don't know.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Buzz of the North. 910 AM WBZH.
Wisconsin's getting ready to be the center of the culinary world's attention with the introduction of this season's Top Chef. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday.
Top Chef is back. Give me that. Woo. We've gathered rising star chefs from across the country here to Wisconsin.
I need dairy.
Wisconsin!
There's something Wisconsinites can't live without.
Cheese!
Cheese Fest 2023.
Too much cheese.
Get out of Wisconsin.
That's the trailer for the upcoming brand new season of Top Chef on Bravo Network. This is season 21, and we'll focus in on all things Wisconsin, featuring Wisconsin's award-winning cheesemakers, as well as Door County cherries and Wisconsin cranberries. The premiere begins on Wednesday, March 20th.
Innovation, that's BioVet. Livestock producers rely on BioVet for microbial and nutritional support. Keeping livestock eating and productive. Make BioVet your trusted partner for your livestock health since 1991. Learn more at biodashvet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Can you predict the future? I can't. That's why when I'm planting soybeans, I treat with Heads Up seed treatment. With more than 15 years of research, Heads Up offers proven protection against both white mold and sudden death syndrome. So no matter what the year throws at you, you've already taken that first step to be prepared. Don't let your beans suffer from disease when they're just starting to look their best. Tell your seed dealer you need Heads Up seed treatment. Learn more at headsupst.com.
And several Wisconsin congressmen and senators are now trying to advance legislation that would help beginning farmers in the state. Their policy is called the Farming Forward Program in Wisconsin, and it would help pass family farms on to the next generation by encouraging existing farmers to sell or lease farmland and machinery to beginning farmers, and also help beginning farmers with their startup costs. The Farming Forward program is based on other states' legislation, including a successful program in Minnesota as well as Iowa. And they've also been working with the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection and the Wisconsin Department of Revenue to craft the bill. They are looking for additional sponsors on the Farming Forward program in Wisconsin, designed to try to help the next generation take over that farm. And that's a quick update on what's happening in food news for a Monday. Don't forget more at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yonke.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Mostly cloudy today. We'll get to 33 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 20 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 33. On Wednesday, a little bit of light snow with a high on Wednesday right around 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I love Jennifer Beals, and it is my pleasure to welcome to Nightlight a guy who kissed her, Peter Moore.
I wish I could say she was madly in love with me, but we starred in the high school musical.
You and I kissed during a play once, Pete, and I will say I didn't really feel a connection.
That was also in The Boyfriend, but that was a different version of The Boyfriend.
That was The Boyfriends.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 8 till 10 on The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
We're just going to continue with the Michael McDonald theme here on his 72nd birthday. Favorite song of Greg Box, so I better shut up while he's singing.
Thank you. I appreciate your appreciation.
I knew you would. I've DJ'd once or twice in my life here. Hey, if you watch us on social media through Facebook or on YouTube or on Twitter or whatever the hell it is now, you see sometimes at the bottom of the screen various promos, including the one that says Vibes Only is a new podcast from Courier Newsroom. Host Brian Derrick and Glennis Mahar call out the BS that is skewing how Americans feel about the economy and democracy itself. I'm sure you've read that from time to time and said, hey, tell me more. Fine. We'll bring on Glennis. We'll bring on Brian and tell you all about it. The hosts of the Vibes Only podcast from Courier Newsroom. Join us now. Brian, Glennis, good morning. Thank you for being here.
Hey, Pat, it's great to see him.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Nice to have
you
both.
Thrilled to be here.
Yeah, nice to have you both here from New York to tell us more about the podcast and some of the things that are in it, both the political and the not political, and doing it the morning after the Super Bowl, which I'm sure did not occur to you that we'd have to get you up early after America's holiday. So thank you very much for doing this.
No, we're happy to be here. Glennis and I are always up this early. No worries.
I learned Glennis is a big fan watching the game, all about how, what was the football term that you used? Will they make that throw? You know,
yeah, there was point. The 10 seconds left and Mahomes had to complete that pass. And I was,
pass. There we go. We got better than making the throw. Yeah. Excellent. No, this is good. And I love listening to the two of you talking about, like I said, whether it's sports, news, or whatever. But how do you first describe Vibes Only to folks who want to know more about this new podcast? Brian, you want to start us off?
Yeah, absolutely. Vibes Only is really a way to break down what's going on in the country and in our politics with friends, essentially. So it's very much how you would be talking about these issues over drinks after work or something. And it's a recognition that politics isn't about facts and figures and numbers and memos for most people. It's really about how you feel about the people who are making policy and how you resonate with our elected officials that are running for office. And so we each week get together and sort of break down the biggest news stories of the week, oftentimes focusing on the political, although Glennis is clearly bringing the sports expertise in here. And we try to make it fun while we do it.
And the same for you, Glenn. So, you know, what is your elevator pitch to folks when they say you're doing what now?
Yeah, that's right. Brian really, really nailed it. But something that when you look at politics and government in this country, I feel so many people are, one, physically disenfranchised, right? When you look at the voting rights being stripped from so many people in different communities, but also so many people, especially Gen Z and millennials, feel culturally disenfranchised. It is hard to understand. It is hard to grasp what is going on. And oftentimes not much is going on Capitol Hill or in local state politics. So a lot of how people feel engaged with our democracy is the vibe. Do they feel like participating? Do they feel good about the vibe? Do they feel motivated by the vibe? So each week, Brian and I try and break down these political stories and the policy news to talk about, okay, where does this end us at the end of the day? And how can you ultimately feel motivated and positive about what's going on in this country so that you continue to participate in our democracy?
And this is through Courier Newsroom, parent company of Up North News, which is a separate entity from the Civic Media Radio Network, though we love working all together the way that we do. Courier Newsroom was started by Tara McGowan, who often talks about, you know, bringing the day's events to people who are not traditional news consumers. And as somebody who was a traditional newsman for many years, I feel like I do okay with trying to put things into terms that, you know, non-regular news consumers would understand. You guys are better than okay. And by the way, you can use that as one of your blurbs, you know, the new Vibes Only podcast, better than okay. Pat Crichton, Up North News. No, you guys were really, really good at taking this to a level that, again, for folks to be like, what's the deal with this? And they would get that from you. How much planning goes into it versus this is just how we talk about the news? Brian?
Yeah, I think that part of it boils down to where Glennis and I spend so much of our time, which is online. We are extremely online people. And so we hear from people all the time on Instagram and TikTok and all of these platforms about the issues that they're focused on, what their concerns are, what their questions are, and we engage constantly. And I think that's a little bit of a different format than sort of the traditional media ecosystem. And that's enabled us to have a bit of a different perspective and I think really stick to the things that are driving the online and national conversation. Which has been helpful, as you asked. Like, when we prep, we are thinking about the things not just that the New York Times or Washington Post are writing about, but on what people are actually talking about online.
My daughters are 35 and 33, and I feel like this is the evolution of a generation where I wanted to say to them, would you stop tapping on your phone all the time? Mm-hmm. And to the point where one of my daughters actually has a coffee mug that says, stop trying to talk to me while I'm texting. It's rude. And I love that. But the impression I got, Glennis, from the podcast is this is essentially what that texting is about now when this generation comes to an age where they're voting and should be caring about what's going on in the world.
Absolutely. We live online, as Brian mentioned, and we also know that many, many, if not most, Gen Z and millennials are getting their news and information online. So it's smart for Courier and other media companies who are translating all of this to internet speak to reach voters where they're at. You know, I grew up watching 60 Minutes. I grew up watching the nightly news. Every once in a while, I still watch PBS NewsHour if I'm feeling super indulgent. But ultimately, I want to get my information on my phone. I have this thing in my hand all day, every day. So Vibes Only, we really try to kind of look at all the news stories that have happened this week and say, okay, what is going to be the most topical and applicable to our audience? And how can we communicate that in a way that is not wonky, that is not talking at the audience? We're talking with the audience and really trying to learn in real time with them what is going on.
Tell me about your day jobs and what it is about your history that brings you to the point where a podcast like this really works for the both of you. Glennis, you want to go first on that one?
Sure. Yeah. I joke that this podcast, I'm really glad that I'm the co-host because I needed it in my life. I started out in Washington, D.C. in politics. I was a Democratic fundraiser. I worked on Capitol Hill for former Senator Max Baucus. I learned a lot. I went into super PAC fundraising. And at the ripe old age of like 25, I was like, I've seen enough. I'm going to throw in the towel here. I've done my part. And then I went and I worked at a company called WeWork for 6 years, where I also learned a lot. But in 2016, I woke up, as many Americans did, and thought, I didn't do enough. And there's something about the current system that I don't understand. I want to do my part to learn more. So with my co-founder, actress and comedian Alana Glazer, I co-founded Generator Collective, which really aims to reach Gen Z and millennials where they're at and create messaging that talks to them in a way that they want to be spoken to about politics and government, to really engage them and bring them into the fold. And that really is now digital messaging online. We create a lot of web series, Cheat Sheet for the Voting Booth, which is exactly what it sounds like, a fun digital web series to talk to people about what's on their ballot. Also, our most recent web series was Microdose Democracy, which is also exactly what it sounds like, a microdose of democracy and how it works in this country. So when Courier approached me to host this podcast, I was super excited and jumped at the opportunity because I don't want to read every single newspaper. I don't want to watch every single nightly news. I want to kind of be folded in and learn what's going on. What do I need to know? So when I go to my next happy hour or dinner party, I can come to the table with good vibes.
All right, Brian, how about you? How did you get to be co-host of Vibes Only? What's your story?
My background is also in the political space, as a campaign manager and finance director and consultant for a lot of different candidates from local city council races up through president of the United States. I really got to experience and learn about how our political system works from the inside. And while I was doing that, I started creating content online to break these topics and the news down for people in a way that they understood and to show them exactly where they could make the biggest difference in our democracy. So very mission aligned with what Glennis is focused on. That ultimately led to me creating an organization called Oath, which I currently run full time as CEO. And that is focused on how to get people more engaged in state and local elections. I think a lot of people have been motivated, particularly by the issues that have driven the last several years, whether that's reproductive rights or LGBT equality, gun safety, all of these issues that people want to see progress on, and they struggle to find exactly how to make a difference on those issues. And so Oath analyzes thousands of elections all across the United States and then makes it really easy to surface the people, the races, the candidates that are most important for the issues that individual voters and donors care about. And so that is how we direct people's attention for maximum impact.
Every other Monday in this time slot, we have our friends on from Motherhood for Good, which again started just as a way for young moms to use. It started as Instagram, as a platform to again make political issues approachable, especially in terms of the personal impact. But it leads to this question. They're doing that. Glennis, you explained all of the platforms and types of content you work on. Brian, the same with you. For people my age and up who came from, there was TV, there was radio news, there was Walter Cronkite, there were three networks. You know, there was a very much a gatekeeper system as to what was quote unquote the news. Mm-hmm. Now there's so many choices and platforms, and I don't know that there's, even after all of my years of experience, I don't know that there's any great way to help people sift through it all except to encourage them to try many different things and find the things that are right for you. Do you get that same impression when people say, there's so many things out there? How would we have ever found you if it weren't for this radio interview, for example, Glennis?
Yeah, so what I like to tell people to do if they're looking to get involved with micro-influencers, we love Motherhood for Good, Kate's amazing, is to go to a social media page that might be well-known for the state, whether it be Up North News or, you know, Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin, and see who they follow and see what local or state influences they are following, and click on their page and see what kind of content they're putting out. It is hard, and it will be much more difficult with the new Meta rules to find political and social activist influencers. So to do a little bit of digging and kind of clicking through these larger profiles, state profiles, to see who they are following, I think is a good tool to have in your toolkit to find good influencers.
Glennis, you're making me sad because now I'm remembering when there was a thing called Twitter that wasn't a dumpster fire. And that was like one of the single best ways was if you liked something, look at everything that they were following.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that doesn't exist anymore, but it's a great starting point is to go to various platforms, not just Twitter, and see what people are following. Brian, what do you tell people about sifting through all the content that's out there?
Yeah, I think that having a core foundation of newsletters has been the most helpful thing for me. And what I always try to push people to is like a very digestible amount of news. That's the sort of absolute top line news of the day. And so I subscribe to things like Axios. Of course, Courier has a number of newsletters, like For What It's Worth. And so I think that those are a really helpful starting point for sure.
I'm sorry, let me interrupt you with some breaking news. There's a newsletter from Up North News. That's one of them. You can go to upnorthnews.wi.com. And so, I'm sorry, Brian, you were saying something about newsletters that people should subscribe?
No, good plug.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly where I think it's most helpful, is that you can like wake up in the morning and have your news recap sort of ready to go.
Yeah. Never be afraid to bulldoze right over your guest if it's that gives you a chance to make the point. But again, this is through Courier Newsroom, but you can also get it, I'm assuming, through all the usual channels, your Apples, your Spotify's, things like that. Look up for Vibes Only. And when can people hear it? How often and when should they listen for it?
Every Wednesday. It should be live by 7 a.m. Eastern Time on all streaming platforms, wherever you get your podcasts.
There you go. We will be happy to start talking about that. And we didn't even get into all of the non-political things that you guys follow. Just the entire New York City lesbian bar scene is worth it just for the conversation right there. But we'll save that for a future visit with Brian Derrick and Glenys Mahar. Thank you so much for the introduction to Vibes Only. It was great getting to meet
you.
And hope everybody tunes in and we can talk to you again real soon.
Thanks,
sounds
Pat.
Great. Thanks, Pat. Right.
And when we come back, we'll talk to Civic Media News Director Terry Bell. He's got three things you need to know to start the week. And you can follow more of what Civic Media does over at civicmedia.us. You can get a list of all the stations and all the shows, including Up North News Radio, which you can subscribe to as a podcast, and get the newsletter at upnorthnewswi.com. Terry Bell's next. You're up north.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Terry Bell joins us now from the Civic Media Newsroom to tell us three things you need to know to start the week. We have talked repeatedly about number one, but it's worth talking about this one because it was such a big, in a year that already has had its share of bombshell moments. Congressman Mike Gallagher not running for re-election. That's going to end up being, I think, top three on any list. Terry, good morning.
Oh, for sure. Good morning, Pat. Yeah, it was the announcement came as a bit of a surprise, even though the congressman had a pretty tumultuous week, much discussion happening around whether or not this has anything to do with his vote earlier in the week not to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. He got a lot of pushback on that, especially from the right wing of his party, and he denies it has anything to do with that. But I had heard no rumblings of him not running for re-election before this. So you really have to wonder.
Well, I mean, you really, if it wasn't that, you would think that he would have done more around the Mayorkas vote to kind of inoculate himself from it, because it is, frankly, it's just too convenient to connect the dots right now. If he didn't do anything to essentially prep people for the fact that he might not run again. He did not give off, here's our word of the day, give off any vibe that he, go ahead, Greg, yell at me for it. Okay. Now, oh, really? It's an old man word now? We've used it that much?
You
it's
did,
now
man. Old? You turned it into a, you, I was going to write, had I known this was going to happen, I would have done a vibe count on how many times you said that word today.
Here's the thing. We do make a transcript of this every day, so I'm going to do it. I'm going to do a word count later on.
Vibe.
And then I'm going to be depressed. All right. So, yeah, no vibe from the congressman that he might not run for re-election. So speculation already begins. We, of course, might have fueled some of that on the Democratic side, talking to three people last week who were thinking about running. But on the Republican side, there's going to be plenty of interest there. From legislators, from Trumpers, and others.
Right. Roger Roth, a former state lawmaker, has already jumped in, at least on social media. He put out a post on X after Gallagher. So that means there's going to be a lot of interest in that race, especially in Wisconsin, where things are so tight and so much is at stake that, yeah, this is going to draw a lot of interest from people who have been thinking about being on the fence about this. So they got this pretty quick.
I'm sorry, Greg, were you going to say something?
Was I the only one who heard like what sounded like mic cutting out and whatnot? Or
I did not hear any mics cutting out. Nope.
Terry sounded totally robotic that entire time.
It might have been the connection. No, he sounded fine to me.
Okay,
it might have been the gremlins in the system. You never know.
Yeah, yeah. It's
everything wireless like this.
The biased media is trying to keep Terry Bell from talking.
That's right. Well, the thing with the multiple Republicans being interested is that the one prediction, it's not a difficult prediction to make, is that this Republican primary in the 8th Congressional District that nobody knew about till right now, this Republican primary, like so many others around the country, is going to feature basically a MAGA Trumper element of the Republican Party versus a moderate traditional element of the Republican Party. And some, I would dare say, most of these primaries are going to be, shall we say, big, divisive? Shall we say bloodbath? I don't know. But some of them are going to get really down and dirty. That's my prediction. I don't think it's a tough prediction. Yeah.
I think that's right on the money.
Yeah. Number two on the list this week is that legislative Republicans are, again, really feeling the heat now that the Supreme Court is no longer, controlled by ironclad right wingers. And as a result, that state Supreme Court is looking at some new maps and they're looking for any way to get around it. And so, I mean, it's a fair question. What are legislative Republicans going to do this week about maps, Terry?
I think what they find themselves in the situation is that they are faced with a series of, for them, bad options. And so what they may be leaning towards is the least bad option for them. And that would appear to be the maps that Governor Evers drew last year and were proposed and were passed over. But now they are back in play. They're one of the four remaining options now that the experts that consulted the Supreme Court are keeping in play. And legislative Republicans probably aren't thrilled with Evers' maps. In fact, they tried to tweak them recently, and that did not go so well. So now they're looking at passing them as is, simply because realistically they're looking at how likely it is they're going to get anything better than this, and it's not looking very likely. So, like I said, it looks like the Evers maps for Republicans is the least bad option.
And so if they do that, then it raises, this issue of the governor has indicated that if they were to pass his maps, not the adulterated ones, but Governor Evers, they'd pass his maps and send them to him. Would he still sign them? And there's more than a couple of Democrats, including one Dr. Lyerly, wishing out loud here that maybe the governor says, well, that was then. Now this thing actually could be completely nonpartisan, non-politician, by giving it to the state Supreme Court and the maps the consultants have. Plenty of Democrats hoping Evers would actually veto his own maps if they come out of the legislature, with Evers saying, nope, too late. You had that option. It's off the table now.
Yeah, the thinking being that the Supreme Court might pass maps that would be more favorable to Democrats, so they're holding out hope that that is still in play. The court said, we'll draw them if you, governor and legislature, can't do it yourselves. If they do it themselves, then the Supreme Court is taking themselves out of this mix. So I would have to think that it seems that no matter what maps come through, they're all going to be competitive maps, and in most of them, Republicans might still have a slight edge because of geography and population. So
you're right. A lot of what we're saying here is inside baseball. The fact of the matter is, any of these maps would be, for the average voter, a big improvement on what we've had in terms of competitiveness.
Right. And not only, who has the majorities, but the debates that happen, among the caucuses and among across the aisle and the races, lawmakers would have to be more responsive, you would think, to the voters at home if they have to appeal to more voters.
And very quickly, number three on the list is that Wisconsin's tornadoes last week were historic.
Yeah, the first time ever in February that we had tornadoes in Wisconsin. Now, we have had tornadoes this early in the year. We have had three tornadoes in Wisconsin in January, but it's still significant that we're seeing tornadoes in Wisconsin for the first time in February. Scientists weighing in, and there's prevailing thought that this does have to do with climate change, mm-hmm. that overall tornado season will be earlier in the year in the future if things continue where, the way they're going.
Without a doubt. Terry Bell, thank you so much. Have
thank
a great
you.
Day. Greg, you, you as well. And thanks to all of you for joining us for Up North News Radio for this Monday morning. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m.
Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts, we've got the smarts.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.